Hello, it's me again, Marge, and welcome to Struggles of a 20-something with Marge Villa Esther, where I blabber about the most random things such as self-care, adulthood, lifestyle, and other things that 20 or so people are struggling with. Everyone, and happy new year. It's been a while since I last recorded an episode. 2021 has really been very eventful for me, so I haven't had the time to really sit down, think of topics, and record. So you might be wondering why I have the time today. It's because I am still recovering from being COVID positive. It's my second time since 2020. So I'm now on my, I don't know what day it is, but I've been in quarantine at home since last week, since January 2. So I'm already almost fully recovered, so I thought it's the best time for me to record an episode finally. But before we start, I would like to take this opportunity to ask all of you to be extra careful, to observe minimum health protocols, to always get tested if possible, because I am fully vaccinated with booster shot and I also observe health protocols all the time. And I haven't been out of the house since the New Year's. So I'm really surprised and frustrated at the same time that I got infected again. So if I may ask all of you, if you are feeling something, even if it's just one symptom, even if it's just a cough or a cold, please isolate for at least 10 days. If you cannot get tested, if you don't afford to get tested, that's fine. I understand that all of us have the resources, but please isolate. Even if you feel better after a day or two, please isolate and think of all those people that you could infect as well. Your body might be able to survive the virus and its effects, but what about those who couldn't? Those senior citizens with comorbidities, those immunocompromised people, the children who are not yet vaccinated, they might not survive the virus the way that you did. So please be extra mindful of your actions, take care of yourselves, drink water, drink your vitamins, and let's stay safe and healthy, everyone. So okay, back to the podcast. So few weeks ago, I asked my Instagram followers and Facebook friends to suggest topics for me to talk about on my future episodes. And you know, one of my closest friends replied with a very nice suggestion, which I think is very suitable right now, especially it's the new year, so we really want to get back on track, to start something new, to form new habits. So it's from my friend Bern Bautista. She suggested that I talk about navigating adulthood and maintaining friendships. So today we will talk about that. Just a disclaimer, I am a 20-something who still hasn't figured out everything yet in terms of being an adult, and there is no one size fits all in terms of, you know, navigating adulthood. But at least let me try to share with you some of the lessons that I have learned in the few years that I have been navigating through this journey. I took my time in writing this episode because I wanted to share with you things that I really personally went through. I really had to sit down and think and reflect on the lessons that I have learned in the past years that I have been navigating adulthood. So it wasn't an easy journey for me, and I know that this would vary from person to person. Again, I always say this, what worked for me might not work for others, but at least maybe some of my experiences or some of the lessons that I have learned would be helpful for you as well. Let's divide today's episode into two categories. So first is the navigating adulthood, and then second is maintaining friendships. The maintaining friendships topic would be tapped in the first part as well, but let's talk about it further in the second part. So navigating adulthood, the first question that came into mind when I read this suggestion is that, when does adulthood really start? Does it start when you graduate college? Does it start when you get married? Does it start when you're already in your 20s? I really don't know. As I have said, it varies from person to person. For some, maybe it would start when they already graduated college and start moving out of their parents' house. For me, personally, it started quite early. I know at an early age, I had to act as an adult. I had to support my family already financially, emotionally, mentally. We've had quite some struggles when I was growing up. I already had to think of ways to support my family in different aspects, and it wasn't easy. There were days when I thought to myself, I feel like I am being robbed of my youth. And that wasn't easy, you know. I had to support my parents emotionally when my dad was sick and we were financially struggling. And I had to be a big sister to my cousins despite being an only child. So there are several factors as to why I had to become an adult at an early age. So the first thing that I really learned embarking into adulthood is that you have to prepare yourself to be lonely. It's a lonely journey, my friends, I'm telling you. It might look happy that you already have the financial independence, you can already move out of your parents' house, but it's not. It's lonely. Your friends will be unavailable, they will find other friends, or they will become too tired to communicate. You have to learn also to not become too attached to people that you meet. Unlike when we were younger, when you wanted to vent out, you just call a friend and they will be at your doorstep right away. You can talk to them, drink it out, have fun together. But now, when you're already an adult, you already have different responsibilities. Some of your friends might already move to a different city for work, or they might be too focused on their careers already. And you cannot oblige everyone to be available for you, even when they're too tired to do so. And that's something that we will also tap in the next points that I will be sharing with you in terms of friendship. This goes hand in hand with maintaining friendships, which we will go back to later and we'll talk about further. So yes, it's lonely, but you know, even when most days you will feel lonely, those days when you and your friends will finally find time where all of you are available, it's very rewarding. And you will realize that real friendship is really not those kind of friendships whom you talk to every day. It's a kind of friendships that you don't need to maintain. So let's talk about that deeper later. And of course, becoming lonely, you have to turn that into an opportunity to grow. You have to use that loneliness in order for you to become a better version of yourself. So when you are lonely, it just means that you need to focus on other things. You need to focus on yourself. You need to focus on being better. As for me, I used to be very dependent on my friendships when I was younger. I am the type of person who just wants to be with her friends all the time. It felt like I wouldn't be happy if I'm not with my friends, if I'm doing fun things but I'm alone. I wouldn't be as happy as I am if I'm doing it with my friends. So being an adult made me realize that there are a lot of things that I can do on my own, and being alone can be rewarding, can be happy as well. I have learned a lot about myself during my alone times. I realized that there are a lot of things that I can do on my own, that I don't have to be dependent on others. I was able to find new hobbies that I really enjoy that I don't have to do with my friends. For example, creating this podcast is a product of me being alone during quarantine. And you guys know that if you've been listening to me since my first episode. So I realized that I am able to reflect better on the things that I do, the things that I did right, or the things that I did wrong when I'm alone. Sometimes it helps to remove the noises that you hear from other people, because the best person that could give you the best advice is yourself, because you know yourself best, you know what would be best for you, you know what would be, what would work better for you. And yes, it's very helpful to ask your friends for help, for advice, but it's still you who has the last decision when it comes to matters that concerns you. So sometimes self-reflection helps. It's okay to ask for your friend's advice, but always find it rewarding to be able to realize things on your own. So yes, being lonely doesn't really have to be a negative thing. You can always make it a positive thing for yourself. I hope that doesn't make you scared of being an adult. It doesn't mean that you will be alone all the time. It just means that you really have to learn to stand on your own. The next lesson that I have learned and will be sharing with you about navigating adulthood is what I think the best and most important lesson that I have learned. And I learned it the hard way. It's that the decisions you make are actually going to be life-changing. You know, growing up, I really did not have like an autonomy in making decisions. I always listened to my parents. I am an only child and I have strict parents, so I really had to consult them whenever I make huge or even just small decisions. If I want to buy this dress, I have to ask my mom, because I think my mom knows best, and she does. She means well. But you know, being an adult, you already have that independence, and it's a great responsibility, I'm telling you. One small decision that you make can affect the rest of your life. The relationships that you choose, the friends that you hang out with, the hobbies that you pick for yourself, it will affect you for a long time. And if when you were younger, you can get away with doing things just because you're young, that is not the case anymore. Right now, as an adult, your decisions does not only impact you, but it also impacts the other people around you as well. The universe has its way of getting back at us, whether we're doing good or we're doing bad. That is something that I have learned the hard way. If you're doing good, one way or another, the universe will reward you with something better. It will reward you threefold. That's for sure. And if you did something bad, no matter how long it takes, the universe will make sure that the bad thing that you did will bite back. It will bite you back one way or another. So the lesson here is that as much as you can, try to be nice, try to be kind to the people around you, try to be kind to yourself, so you will be rewarded with kind things also in the future. It is also important to remember that you have to be mindful of your decisions. You are not a child anymore, and the decisions you make can really impact your future. I am not advising you to overthink though. That would be harmful to you and your mental health. Don't overthink everything, but just be careful. Just know that there are other people who are counting on you. It is important that you will be mindful that there are other people around you, and it's not just yourself you are affecting right now. You are affecting your future, you're affecting the people who cares about you. And if it's something that concerns your career, you will be affecting everyone that you work with as well. So it is important that we make informed decisions, that we take calculated risks. Sure, it is inevitable that we make mistakes along the way, and that's okay. I don't want you to actually be too hard on yourself. It's okay to make mistakes. But just know that you have to be mindful of your decisions, and you have to be accountable of whatever will be the result of the decisions that you make. Next lesson, and the last for this part, is that your timeline is unique. I'm sure this is not the first time that you heard about this. You probably seen this on Pinterest or on the TED Talks on the internet, and you always hear about this because it's true. Your timeline is unique. Our timeline is unique. And, you know, as I have said the earlier part of this episode, I had to embark on adulthood at an early age. And some of you might have embarked on adulthood at an older age. So we have different timelines. Why does it matter? Why do adults keep on reminding us that we have different timelines? I used to not understand why everyone always tells me that. But now, being an adult, I realize that it can be an issue if you are not well reminded of this. At some point of my life, I became too pressured. You know, I'm already 25 and people my age already getting married. They already have big careers abroad. They have kids. They have big businesses. And I'm still just me. And if I fail to remind myself that we have unique timelines, I will always be disappointed of myself. I will always be jealous of other people. I'll always want what they have. And that should not be the case. Again, we have different timelines. And what happened for your friends at an early age might happen for you at an older age. Or it might not happen for you at all. And that's okay. As much as we have different timelines, we have different paths to take as well. We have different choices to make. We have different decisions, different risks to take. And we won't all have the same endings. But what I can assure you is that no matter what path you take, what decision you make, no matter how long it takes, you will be in the position that is meant for you. All the small decisions, all the small steps that you take today is only a preparation for the big things that are coming for you along the way. It might not be as big as the billionaire business that your friend started. It might not be as grand as the rich husband that your friend found, but it will be just as fulfilling. It will be the right thing for you. And once it's there, you will know. The universe will let you know and you will feel it. Once you're in the right time, right place, once you're in the position that you've always prayed for, you will know. And you will remember those days when you cried yourself to sleep, praying to be where you are right now. And you will be grateful. So don't rush. Take your time. Enjoy adulthood even when it's hard. And relax. You will get there. You will get to wherever you are meant to be. It might not be in an instant, but you will get there. So the question that has been bugging me while I was writing this episode is that, am I there yet? I kept on asking myself while I read this, am I where I'm supposed to be yet? And the answer is no. I'm already 25, and I'm not yet where I'm supposed to be, and that's okay. Because I can see day by day that I'm getting closer to my goals, that I'm becoming a better person and becoming the person who I'm meant to be in the future, and I'm okay with that. As much as possible, I try to be grateful for every day. I try to take it in one day at a time, and I try to enjoy the little things. I try to celebrate my small victories just so I could enjoy this journey of being an adult. Because what will happen once I get to where I want to be, once I reach my goal? Is that the end of everything already? What will come next? And that's the scariest part for me. So as much as possible, I try to enjoy the journey, no matter how long it takes, no matter how hard it is, because being there is another journey for sure. It's another door that will open, and then I will be embarking on a whole different journey again, starting from the beginning. Because reaching our goals is not the end. It's just a new beginning. It's a new chapter of your life, and you really have to enjoy the journey to that destination. do not pressure yourself too much, because after reaching your goals, after being where you prayed for, there will be another set of challenges, heartbreaks, tears, fears, anxiety, that's for sure. Reaching your goal does not eliminate all these negative things. It's part of life and it's part of the journey. So don't stress yourself too much. Try to take it in one day at a time. And you know, you'll just wake up one day, you'll be surprised already there. Eventually, you will be where you are supposed to be. So those are the things that I have learned during my journey through adulthood. And I'm still on that journey, still continuously learning, and I will probably be having new lessons ahead of me. And I hope to share those with you as well. So those are the 3 points that I want to stress out in navigating adulthood. First is that you have to prepare to be lonely. Second, the decisions you make are actually going to be life-changing. And lastly, your timeline is unique. And now, we're moving on to the next part of our episode. It's about maintaining friendships. So same as the first part, there's no one size fits all. But I hope that my experiences and the lessons that I have learned will be effective, will be applicable in some parts of your life as well. So, as I have mentioned earlier, I personally think that the best friendships are the ones that you do not need to maintain. And it's okay to be an absent friend sometimes. It's okay to put yourself first before helping others. When I was younger, I took pride in being the present friend. I am the kind of friend that is one text away. If my friend needs me, I will be there. I will go out of my way to be there for them. But now, as I grew older, I am already the absent friend. I can't even reply to their text messages anymore. I used to feel bad about it. I used to feel terrible for being absent, for not being able to reply to my friends, because I always ask myself, what kind of friend are you? But then, the friends that I have made me realize that true friendship is not about being there for each other on a daily basis. It's not about being updated on each other's lives every day. It's just that true friends are the ones who are there when you need them the most. True friends are the ones who you do not need to maintain. They are the people who understand that you have days when you just want to be alone or disappear into thin air, and would respect that. True friends are those who get that sometimes you cannot listen to their problems because you have problems of your own to think of as well. I told you, I have grown to become the absent friend. And I'm not proud of that. But what I'm proud of are the friends that I have. My friends who understand why I'm absent at times. The friends who do not pressure me to hang out with them even when I don't feel like doing so. This goes hand in hand with the first lesson that I shared with you in the first part, where I told you that being an adult means being lonely. It's being lonely together. It's understanding that you both have lonely days and that you have your own personal problems to think of. I remember when I was younger, I used to feel bad whenever my friends do not comfort me, whenever I share my problems with them. And now I don't want to share my problems at all. Not unless it's already too heavy for me to bring. But as much as possible, I try to just keep it to myself. Because I know that we all have different problems to think of, and I don't want to burden them with mine. And for me, that's what adult friendships are like. We really suck at finding the same time that we're all available. we really sucked at replying at each other. But once we find time where we're all available and we manage to hang out, which is very rare, it's like it was just yesterday. We pick up where we left off, we update each other on what's been happening in each other's lives, and it's the best days. It's the most fun that I've been in a few months, and that's okay. Being an adult means every day is not going to be fun. The fun days are going to be rare. Unlike when we were younger, every day seems to be a fun day. Every day we can go out, hang out with our friends, get drunk. But that's not the case anymore. Now you might tell me that I make adulthood sound miserable. It's not. It's actually rewarding. It's fun. It's a different kind of fun. It's just a more mature kind of fun. It's a kind of fun that comes from the little things, from small victories, small joys. As for me, it's as small as being able to record an episode or write a blog post or successfully finishing one chapter of a book in one sitting. Those are the best parts of my days lately. And yes, I guess I can say that being adult is not miserable because you become more grateful. You become more appreciative of all the things that happens in your life. May it be big or small. And those little things are what makes the journey more exciting. So if you're gonna ask me, how do you maintain friendships as an adult? The answer is, I don't. Because I don't need to. Because when I was younger, I was already able to build the best relationships that I have. So when the time came that I'm already an adult, busy with personal matters, with my career, with building myself up, I don't have to maintain anything. So while you're young, while you have the chance, while you're meeting different people, make sure that you build meaningful relationships. Make sure that you find people who lift you up and does not bring you down. Make sure that you have friendships that are worth keeping in the long run. And most importantly, make sure that you are friends with people who keep you in check, who holds you accountable. Because sometimes, we need to hear it from other people too. We need other people to remind us who we really are. And most of the time, the best people who could make you self-reflect are the ones who knows you the most. And those are your friends. So that's it. I hope that while you are young, you'll be able to find the best friends in the world so that when you grow older, you won't have anything to maintain anymore. And I hope that the lessons that I have learned the hard way, the long and hard way, were able to help you as well. I am not an expert on anything. Most of the things that I know now, I have learned through experience. And some of them through books that I read. But I hope that through this episode, I was able to share with you some useful knowledge in navigating adulthood and maintaining friendships. If not, I hope that I was able to entertain you at least. So that would be all for this episode. I'm sorry if most of what I said doesn't make sense or if I sound a bit sick, because I'm still a bit sick. Nevertheless, thank you for making it to this part of this episode, and I hope that you will continue supporting my podcast. This podcast is available on several platforms. It's available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Anchor.fm, and many more. So please stream them, share the episodes if you like, and of course, feel free to send me a message if you want to ask anything or you have some topic suggestions that you want me to talk about in the future. All the links will be in the description box. I hope you are well and safe, and I hope that you are enjoying adulthood as much as I am. So that would be all for this episode. Thanks again for listening. Ciao!